Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Amber Talbot, director of the Pozimore Animal Shelter, to talk about some ways to donate as Giving Tuesday is tomorrow. So let's get started with this. Can you tell me a little bit about what you have going on for Giving Tuesday?
We are hoping to say thank you to everybody that has donated to our shelter and helped us this year place so many animals. And hopefully help us get more adopted into 2019. And so our biggest focus is just, you know, thanking everybody for supporting us and how important their support really is, that, you know, we have the support of our local foundations and our community members and everybody that helps us in so many ways through adoption or fostering or volunteering. All of those ways make such a difference in our lives.
And then if somebody still wants to help out or donate, what's the best way that they can do that?
We have a PayPal button. So for Giving Tuesday, we'll have our holiday campaign go out, and they can go right onto our Facebook and donate through there. They can go to our website and donate through PayPal. You know, we have, our budget is a very complicated budget, and 33% of that all comes from donations. And so we rely heavily on donations and the support of the community to help feed these animals, spay and neuter them, vaccinate them, and do their actual medical needs. For example, we have a puppy right now that has pneumonia that, you know, required a chest x-ray. So, you know, those additional treatments and diagnosis procedures are so important for us to do. And, you know, we couldn't do that without everybody in the community supporting us. So people can go online very easily with a click of a button, or they can come into the shelter. You can do an on-site cash or check donation. You can mail us a donation any way that is most, you know, easiest for everybody.
Can you tell me a little bit about the open house that you have going on and some other events you have going on throughout the holidays?
Sure. Our open house is going to be coming up very soon. It's December 1st from 12 to 4. We'll have all of our adoptable animals available. We'll have baked goods, items for sale, maybe get some early Christmas shopping going. We will also be announcing soon through our social media sources, we will be doing an online auction that all the proceeds will benefit the shelter. So watch for that via our Facebook and website. We'll be doing an online auction, and then everybody hopefully can pick up those items and have those by December 1st for the open house.
And with Christmas coming up, can you kind of go into what people should consider before giving pets as gifts this Christmas?
You know, I think that it's important that everybody in the family or the individual that you're thinking of getting the pet for is able to meet that animal. So, you know, it's okay if it's a gift, but maybe not have it be a surprise gift, because what we find is that often, you know, a family member picks out a cat for maybe grandma or an aunt or an uncle, and it's definitely not the maybe the match that they would have fallen in love with if they had visited there on their own. So everybody really needs to kind of meet that animal on their own and kind of have that love connection of their own, because we're all attracted to different animals and personalities come out. And so it's really just important that it's not a surprise and that everybody gets to meet that pet that it's going to live with.
And then can you speak a little bit about people who travel for the holidays and leave their pets at home? What kind of steps are important to make sure that the animal is being well taken care of and some of the extra options that are available?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, there's so many pet sitting options. There's so many, depending on where you live, pet sitters can come to your home and walk your pet. A lot of your local vet clinics provide boarding for your animal if needed, if he can't be unattended at home without proper someone checking in on him daily. There's also doggy daycares that they can go to as well. So there is a wide range of options for people looking for, you know, care for their animals if they have to leave them at home. But it's important to make sure that you do have somebody walking them and pottying them and making sure that they are taken care of. You know, we do have the really unfortunate stories where someone goes away for a week or two through the holidays and they think that someone's caring for their animal and then it hasn't been. And so there's been some unfortunate circumstances where the animals have been pretty neglected. And then, you know, a week of not food and not adequate water, you know, it's pretty uncomfortable and miserable for those animals. So just make sure you have a reliable individual that you trust and that you know that you are working with to help care for your animal. And one important thing to talk about during the holidays is traveling. And if you're taking your pet with you, is to make sure your pet is microchipped, because every year pets are lost during travel through the holidays, and we've reunited. Every year we have at least one out-of-state animal that gets reunited with their family thanks to a microchip. So it's really important to have proper identification.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Amber Talbot, director of the Pozimore Animal Shelter, talking about some cool things the shelter has going on throughout the holidays and Giving Tuesday, that is tomorrow. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.